Hello children, we are going to study class 7 geography chapter weathering and soil formation, the segment rock. We have an idea about rock that we sometimes see around us, like marble floor in houses, granite slab in kitchen, or maybe when we visit hill station or the coastal region. These rocks are weathered by the agents of weathering like temperature, rainfall, winds, and are broken down into small fragments called regolithes that later change into soil. Hence, the detailed study of rocks are very important for a better understanding of soil formation. I have presented a PPT file, that is the PPT number 1. Where you will be able to see a beautiful landscape with hills and vegetation. This is the upper part of the earth's surface where we refer to as the earth's crust, the solid layer on which we stay and all our life activities goes on. Now the solid crust is made up of rocks which is classified on the basis of color, texture, mainly on the basis of mode of formation. First, due to the solidification of lava, that is magma coming out from below the earth's surface and solidifying on the earth's surface, resulting in the formation of igneous rock. Then due to the compaction and hardening of the sediment in layers brought down by the agents of weathering and erosion, sedimentary rocks are formed. Now under the high temperature and pressure condition, the igneous and sedimentary rocks are changed to metamorphic rock. So these are the three different types of rocks found on the earth crust. We'll proceed with the igneous rock. So igneous rocks has derived its name from the Latin term ignis, meaning fire, as the molten materials have very high temperature and comes out of volcanic eruption. Now, in the PPT number 1, you will be able to see a black arrow that is showing the molten material below the earth's surface, which is called magma. This magma ejects out on the surface, and another black arrow is showing the lava. So, magma solidifies below the earth's surface to form igneous rock, and lava solidifies on the earth's surface forming igneous rock. Now, due to its origin from the solidification of molten material that we get from the earth's interior, it is termed as primary rock. Next, we have the various characteristics of the igneous rock. As igneous rocks are formed due to the solidification and compaction of lava and magma, so it is very hard and compact. Igneous rocks do not have any layers formed, so there are no strata. Strata means layers. Now, fossils are dead remains of plants and animals found in the rocks. Igneous rocks have very high temperature at the beginning of the formation. Hence, the dead remains of the plants and animals get burned. As a result, the igneous rocks do not have fossils. Igneous rocks are very hard and it does not have pores to allow the movement of water, hence impervious in nature. Due to the solidification of the rock, it develops crystalline structure. Thank you, children. So in the next segment, we'll continue with the sedimentary rock.